Well, hey, good morning and welcome back to the LifePoint Drivecast. My name is Paul. I'm the teaching pastor for the Marion campus. I hope your day and your week is off to a great start. And again, thanks so much for joining us here on the Drivecast. This past Sunday, we continued in the playlist series looking at Psalm 81. And this psalm reminded me of an almost daily encounter either both my wife and I, or just my wife, or just me, will have with our kids. So we do this thing, and you know, feel free, you know, I understand this is probably not the greatest nutritional thing that we do, or the greatest way to parent, but just be honest, this is where we are right now. So after breakfast, our kids, they always really want fruit snacks, this sort of a thing. Okay, my breakfast, now I get my fruit snacks. And so again, maybe that's bad. I know it's nutritionally terrible, but look, it's confession moments here. So what the kids, they're almost three, almost five, and they know that the rule is, hey, if I want fruit snacks, then I have to eat my breakfast. But here's the thing. Sometimes they get so excited about the fruit snacks, they refuse to eat their breakfast. And to me, a occasionally rational human being, I think to myself, look, you know the rule. Just do this, and then this will happen. But to the three-year-old mind, that seems like a ridiculous statement. They just want the benefit without the obedience. And here's the thing. I think we are often the very same with God. We want the benefits of God without the obedience to God. And that often causes a problem. And the reason that came to mind, in Psalm 81, it says this in verse 11. The psalmist, speaking the words of God, he says, "But my people did not listen to my voice. Israel would not submit to me." All right, so I gave them over to their stubborn hearts to follow their own counsel. All right, in verse 8, he says, "Hear, O my people, while I admonish you, O Israel, if you would just listen to me." And then he goes on to say all the things that he would do. Right, "I would subdue their enemies," in verse 14, "and turn my hand against their foes. Those who hate the Lord would cringe toward him, and their fate would last forever." And so this, look, if you would just listen to me, if you would obey my commands, that there would be no gods before you, that there would be no idols before you, then I would do this for you. If you would be obedient to me, you would receive the blessing. And here's the thing. I think sometimes we hear stuff like that, and you're like, well, that sounds like a work. That sounds like I'm earning, or I'm working toward what God is doing. And there's a fine line. There's a real fine line between obedience and work. And I want to be clear, we are saved by grace through faith. And yet, I think the scriptures are also clear that when we obey the word of God, we also receive the blessings of God. One verse in particular comes to mind. I think it's because of maybe the season of life I'm in right now. Matthew 11, 28 says this, "Come to me, all who labor and are heavy laden, and I will give you rest." Jesus says, "Take my yoke upon you and learn from me, for I am gentle and lowly in heart, and you will find rest for your souls. For my yoke is easy and my burden is light." Now, personally, I've been in a season that's been tiring, and it's been difficult, and it's been hard. It's not that it's been a bad season. It's been a wonderfully fruitful season, and I'm grateful for it. But I tell you what, I'm weary. I'm tired, oftentimes. And that just is what it is. And the promise of Scripture, though, is that if I come to Jesus, I'm actually going to experience true rest. Like, that's a promise from Jesus. And if it's a promise from Jesus, it means, like, it's available. It's accessible. It is yours. If what? Come to me, all who labor and are heavy laden. I want the blessing. I want the benefit of the rest of Jesus, right? The rest that Jesus provides. But here's the question. Am I going to be obedient in order to receive the benefit? Am I going to come to Jesus, or am I going to go to other things to try and experience rest? See, the way we oftentimes experience rest or pursue rest is we consume a lot of television or social media, or we eat a lot of food or whatever. And I'm not saying those things are bad, but if we're going to the binge watching shows or binge eating ice cream or whatever it may be, and look, I'm with you. Like, I got an issue with sweets. If we go to those things and expecting those things to give us rest, we're going to miss out on the true rest that Jesus can give us because we're going to the counterfeit rest and not the real rest. And so, man, I just want to lay that before you today. As you're going into your day, maybe you are heavy laden with burden today. You know, maybe you are feeling it today. And maybe your desire is to just escape and to feel numbness as an attempt to feel restfulness. And I want to point you to Jesus, because the promise of Scripture is, I will give you rest, says Jesus. But we got to come to Him. And so often, like the people of Israel, we just go our own way. And God, we praise you that you didn't give up on us, that you don't give up on us. Even when we're wayward, you sent your Son running after us so that we would be found and that we could come to you. So let's pray to that end today. I'm going to kick us off in prayer. I want to encourage you to pray as well. I do want to say thanks for joining us on the Drivecast. I do hope you'll come back again tomorrow. Father, just thank you for your word. Just all of the tremendous blessings you promise us through Christ. And also the clarity that you give us of, hey, look, do this, and then this will happen. Father, guard us from a works mentality, but at the same time, give us an obedience mentality. A mentality that says, no, I want to obey the word of God because I know that's what my soul needs. My soul was created by God, for the glory of God. And so when we obey the commands of God, everything seems to work out. Because, Father, you are faithful and you are good. And you desire goodness for us and glory for yourself. And so lead us today. Maybe we're heavy laden. Maybe we are feeling it today. Would you lead us, Jesus, to you to find your rest and experience your comfort? We need you today. Lead us as we go. Fill us with your Spirit. Glorify yourself in what we do and what we say and what we think. It's in Christ's name we pray. Amen.